But yeah, no, the new one is out now-ish.
Speaking of playing games, comes out again and again. Days. I was gonna bring down Orcs. We haven't played Orcs. Andy's played Orcs. But you guys haven't played Orcs. You, me, and you, Jim, and me, and one of the places played Orcs. No. Yeah, you did. It was Orcs in a Circle.
It's anyway, Orcs in a Circle.
Yeah. Anyway, in a tower.
Never played Orcs.
You, me, and Jim did. I have pictures. I can find pictures of it.
I don't believe you. Right. I really don't remember the game.
Well, that's fair.
Not believing and not playing remembering and not.
I set it all up on my table because I wanted to refresh myself. So I set it all up. I'm like, I'm not going to bring it down. So it's just all set up in my room. My room's a big mess.
Maine Coon Cat. That one's not, but that one isn't. That one is. That's a Maine
Coon. So I figure if we do play on Thursday, we can't. I'm assuming because Thursday's like a 50-50 chance. I just want
to look at her for a while. Why is Thursday 50-50?
Well, I don't know, because it just is. Okay. This is our last Thursday, right? Coming up?
Yes, because Kaya's last training is Monday.
It's tomorrow.
All right, cool.
All right, are you guys ready?
Yes.
Always.
No.
No, not always?
Technically, we're ready. Someone was late. We were already like half an hour ago.
6:30, like the last 2 weeks.
No, we were 6 last week.
We've usually always 6:15, but we've been 6:30 for a while because of.
I was here at 6 last week.
Sorry, I had to go home and there was diarrhea everywhere.
Sorry, you were from the dog or from the cat.
She kind of we have an oil lantern and we think she drank all the oil.
Your dog.
Oh dear.
Oh boy.
Ready?
Wait, there's no logo. Are we supposed to be quiet now? Or were we supposed to be quiet before when I was talking about diarrhea?
A diarrhea lantern. That's the best part.
Well, the lantern isn't diarrhea. It was a lantern. Now it's diarrhea. It isn't a diarrhea lantern.
That'd be I'm a little disappointed.
Could you just put the diarrhea into the lantern and light it?
You probably could. They did the poo rocket on Mythbusters.
This is one of the things. Like, man, I grew up with pets and I grew up with dogs and I love dogs. But I'm like, man, you know, I kind of want a dog, but I love the responsibility of not having a dog. And then I'm like, but then I want a dog. But then like diarrhea is everywhere. I'm like, yep, I don't have a dog for a reason.
Yeah,
because the phrase diarrhea everywhere is I had a party myself. If there's diarrhea everywhere, is the only scenario.
Yesterday, I remembered why I hate cats. Yeah,
fucking cats.
Well, I ran home after work to take the dog out so that there wouldn't be diarrhea everywhere, and then I changed my shirt and got out of my work clothes a little bit, and then I was going to grab a couple small light games to bring back to the gaming thing. So I had my duffel bag on the ground in the corner that had Shadowhunters, Love Letter, Hanabi, Ricochet Robots, and Coup in it. So all my little lightweight games, and I went to pick it up. I'm like, what do I smell? And what I smelled was about a half-inch pool of urine inside the duffel bag, because apparently the cat has decided that's where he was going to pee.
Now, to be fair, you could accuse me of peeing in that bag too, because he just listed things that I'm not.
I know.
It's like either Brian or the cat.
You trained him. That's why I knew you'd appreciate the anecdote, because those are not games that you particularly enjoy.
Also, Brian's urine smells like cat pee.
I trained it that way.
This cat's urine doesn't smell like cat pee. It smells like some different thing. That's how we know when he's peed on stuff, is because it doesn't smell like cat pee.
It smelled a bit like cat pee.
Yeah.
It's like an off tinge of it, but...
Yeah.
It's a special bouquet. Were you all smelling the stuff?
Yeah,
we came home, and I'm like, oh, it really smells like cat pee now. Well, because it didn't. Like, it didn't down in the basement. And then once I lifted the duffel bag and took the games out, it released the aroma, apparently. So when I got home, the basement smelled like cat pee. And so I had to apologize and spray some Febreze. And
he does have, like, nice French vanilla... Febreze.
I'm no longer sad I wasn't there with random person from Pegasus.
The Febreze was
Kevin,
nice.
Right? His name was
his
Kevin.
His name was Kevin. Yeah. His character's name was Brian.
Was that one of Jordan's friends that showed up yesterday? Andy?
Jordan who?
Oh, no, there's a random person at our place last night, too. I'm still confused by
it. Oh.
I get random people kept showing up everywhere. But he doesn't know.
Well, Andy's doing tech things because apparently the stream, somebody's hearing buzzing noises. But he's an Australian, so it's probably some devil bug inside of his head.
Yeah.
It's in his earbud.
Something buzzing. Something crawled into him overnight.
For where?
What?
Oh, my God.
That was weird because somebody asked me a question.
Yeah, like 5 minutes ago.
I know, because he's on the delay for the stream.
On the delay, I heard it. Is it a 5 minute delay?
No, it's like 10 seconds or something.
It was enough of a delay. Who was the person at our place yesterday?
I think it's one of Jordan's friends.
All right,
somebody Jordan knows, I guess. Yeah, at the UFC event.
Yeah,
yeah. I have no idea who it was. So I guess he knew Jim, so he might have been at some other UFC event before. He sounded
like Travis from my room. I thought it was Travis. I come on, I'm like, why is Travis watching UFC?
But we had Travis.
Yeah, you had Travis.
Unless you had the real one, and we had other robot Travis.
I don't know. Well, I suppose you could have multiple Travises everywhere, theoretically.
Because he's a Cylon.
Yeah.
Travis is always a Cylon.
Poor Travis. The two things that always happen in Dark Moon is he's always quarantined, like, immediately, and it's always the correct thing to do because he's always an infected. Like, he's never... I don't think he's ever even got into play as an uninfected ever.
Yeah, he spent,
they almost won, though. They got us up to 5 fatigue tokens.
Yeah.
He spent 2 turns thinking, hey, if I XO these people, they'll let me out, and you don't get out.
To be fair, we never had dice to do it even if we wanted to.
That's true. We never even got that. That thing was broken when we started the game, and it was broken when we ended the game.
That is true.
We could not call votes even if we wanted to let the Cylons out.
Nope.
And my name's Brian.
So I did not put out a tweet out earlier on today either.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I was playing WoW, and then I was playing Force. And then, yeah.
I spent 3.5 hours assembling my Blood Rage broken token, like, insert. It's beautiful.
Did you have fun?
Yeah. It was like, well, I threw in House of Cards because the new season came out, and I just, like, basically spent, like, 5 episodes of assembly and reorganizing and watching the videos online of how to put this thing together. Had to read some technical manuals.
I assume it glues together, too, then?
You
could. No. It's like 12 individual things that just stack together and form up pretty nicely.
Gotcha.
I'm not like a Voltron.
It's pretty awesome. The actual individual things for each faction is kind of cool, but they're not. It could be slightly better, though, but all the monster holding things, it's great.
Gotcha.
And it all fits in the box nicely.
Even with, like, your extra expansion stuff.
Yeah, it was built for the expansions, and even the card sleeves are built for if they're, like, the things that hold the 3 sets of cards has enough room if you want to sleeve them. So they built it with the intention you would sleeve your stuff.
Nice. Yeah. I was previously able to fit everything for King of Tokyo in mine, and after I got the broken token, it even fit even better. I have more room in there.
Yeah, I could not fit all of Blood Rage before that thing.
Mm.
You weren't breaking it hard enough.
Yeah. True.
You dislocate a few limbs and it'll fit right in.
I could have.
So my name is Andy.
I'm Nathan.
You've been?
Said I'm Nathan.
You've been Nathan?
I've been Nathan for as long as I can admit.
I'm Casey, also known as Not Katie.
I'm John.
Also known as Not Jeremy.
John. People did enjoy our tweet of you and Jeremy together with the same pose, drinking the same coffee. It was a pretty
My good, coffee was better.
Yeah.
Well, he had chai,
according to Jeremy, his coffee was better as well.
I believe that.
Well, he had chai, you had coffee, so you were the one who
Jeremy
had
likes
coffee.
Being wrong.
Yeah, well.
God, if we can get a picture of both of you guys playing, like, Pop Balloons as well, that would be amazing.
Pop Balloons?
The Jerry's game.
Oh, Jerry's game? Oh, I love Jerry's game.
Yeah.
I'm confused.
Yeah.
Jerry's game.
Yeah, Jerry's game.
Speaking of Jerry's game, I saw, so in the Rick and Morty thread on the Something Awful forums, a guy posted, he did a mod. All of the soldiers in his XCOM 2 mm-hmm. are Jan Michael Vincent's. Which is such a great reference.
XCOM 2 is so many. Having the player made mods available for that game at launch has been ridiculous. There's so many billions of mods already for that game.
Yeah, but.
So many voice mods and.
Every Jan Michael Vincent.
It's pretty cool.
That got me to watch Airwolf, the first. The pilot and the first episode, and oh my god, watching Airwolf, you should do it at least once, because that show is amazing.
It is 80s.
It is very 80s. Oh my god, it's painful.
I love how every villain in that show always had a helicopter.
Oh yeah.
Like, there never was like a dramatic chase scene at the end where they just got, you know, in their Ford Festiva and tried to drive away.
Well, the whole first episode is about him infiltrating the place to steal the Airwolf, is basically what it was. And then just explosions. More explosions.
And a meep.
I tried to do it outside of the mic.
So are we going to have a Casey's Corner this week?
What?
I tried to do it last week and she wouldn't do anything.
Yeah, a topic. Like Katie's Corner, you just have a random topic. We surprised Katie with it too. It's like what does Casey want to talk about today?
We forgot one thing.
What did we forget?
Welcome to episode 151 of the Crippled System Podcast.
Reversible Prime.
Upside Down part 2.
Over this.
Yeah, I know. But I mentioned it last episode. Last episode, I mentioned that the previous episode was a Chen Prime because this episode would be a reversible Prime. And so it's just a refresher course.
Gotcha.
Oh, God.
Fucking math.
I had a nice discussion with a customer at work today about whether or not one was a prime number.
When is the next prime number?
When's the next prime number?
So I can prepare.
So we cannot be there for it.
Yeah. So we don't need to go through this discussion every single time we have an episode that has three numbers in it.
Don't we?
Three numbers in it, just like Trump.
What?
I don't know.
Trump has three numbers in him?
Yep.
Trump.
I don't understand.
Well, I don't understand your prime number crap, so.
I just did it one time, so I decided to stick with it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you'll stick with it all right. I don't know. I don't have anything for that either.
And that's Casey's Corner.
Woohoo! Woo. We have a topic this week.
Do we?
Yeah, we were stealing that other topic.
We've talked about it 17 times that we're going to bring it up again.
Nothing like an 18th. Yeah. Well, then it's legal to have sex with.
We haven't actually talked about that specifically.
I'm sure we have, maybe half a dozen times.
Probably.
But it's a good topic. You even said that when you said we should talk about this. I know we've done it before. And I just
yeah, very true.
We talked about the last time we played Orcs, Orcs, Orcs.
No.
Yeah.
I don't remember playing Orcs, Orcs, Orcs. Let me look
remember with all the orcs?
You guys talk about it. I'm going to look up the game and see if I played it.
Casey doesn't remember Dark Moon.
I do not remember that game. She was there for that,
too. I kept thinking about it last. I was like, I don't remember this at all.
It was yesterday.
Yeah. We talked about games we played yesterday.
No, what was the topic?
We played it last year, apparently.
Oh.
Hungerford's topic.
I don't know.
The Last Insider.
Well, first of all, who cares what that guy's talking about?
Was that the big map?
Hungerford's terrible.
No, it wasn't the last.
Look at me, I'm Hungerford. I lost 73 pounds. Everyone look at me.
Burp, burp, burp. I have one chin. Fuck you, Hungerford.
So, well, no, okay. Jesus, guys.
Hey, I'm his favorite judge. It says so right on my forum title.
That can change pretty quickly, too. You might have somebody who has the power of that. No, I found it odd, though. So they had that article up, and usually they keep insiders up for like a couple days, but they replaced that insider like right away the next day.
Well,
with Will Schick's.
Well, it's up forever because it never goes away. You just have to use the previous day. But their Predator Press has some weeks they do insiders every day, and some weeks they're like, we're lazy. So they do like two. So it just depends on the motivation level of, I think, a given week. They don't really have like a set how fast they come out. It's just like how fast someone finally got done, you know, playing Pokemon in the office. Has some time to write one up.
So I'm not sure if I'm going to be here for episode 157 or how I'm going to be late for episode 157.
What?
Because that's a prime number.
Is that the next prime number?
I was wondering if it was 157.
Yeah, that's the next prime number. So I don't know.
I could have divided by 12, so it must be.
Well, I mean, the easy way to check the next ones weren't because 153 adds up to 9, so it's divisible by 9. And then
I'm going to kill you with math someday.
That'd be the best way to die.
Oh, yeah. Then look forward to it.
And then 2, 4, and 6 are all even, and then 155 obviously is 5 divisible. I mean, none of those are hard to disprove.
Correct. But yeah, no. I don't know how I'm going to be late to that podcast if I'm the one running the equipment.
Well, someone's always late, so it's your turn to be late.
Yeah. It's not really late. It's just when we start at that point.
Is that the one?
Oh, you're pulling up the thing that we're. Okay, you're actually doing. He's thing related. Andy's on your or Brian's on your phone. I'm going to move Brian around. Go over there, Brian.
Hi.
Oh, you're a pirate now. Oh, stay on his face. It won't let me.
You don't want to know where I put your bubble.
Wow.
So is that the one?
Yes. So the topic was the thing. Yes. The thing is, don't be a shithead to new players.
First of all, I don't agree at all.
What?
I'm just saying.
Well, that was what makes it a topic. So the general. The posited theorem is that you should let new players play, like, and do what they want to do. And if they're playing More Than Ever with no jacks, or they're playing, Circle with nothing but Brennos, you should just smile and nod and encourage them to have fun the way they want to have fun.
Correct.
Because the hobby's all about enjoying yourself.
Correct.
This picture says that you should strangle them.
Well, Brian agrees with that.
Well, first of all, I don't. The first part what you said, I agree completely. They should play whatever they want.
Right.
But you should crush them on the table, on the battlefield. Let them play what they want. Let them enjoy. And then bury them into the dust. If they can rise up from the ashes, they're worthy to continue playing with us. If they fade away into the night, they're little bitches, and I don't care about them.
And that's, yeah, I mean,
but they play whatever they want during the process.
I think that there's a difference between browbeating them into playing the way that you think they should play versus educating them about the reality of the viability of certain things if they want to be competitive.
I agree.
If,
as well,
if they're asking for advice, then yes, I'm more than happy to give them what advice that they want. But they really have to give that advice. Sure. Or if you're playing them and they're like, what did I do wrong? Then yeah, I'll tell them what happened.
For example, on Friday night, I went to Baraboo to play with those people because I really had a private problem. I can't stop playing Xerxes 2. And I need to get more games in per week with them. I got to play them every day or I just go crazy. So I'm playing. I played Case a couple times. And my last game was against a new player who he was new, but he's still newer to Baraboo.
New period.
So he literally has like the Signar book out. He has borrowing someone's War Room. He has his own Miles, but for some reason he doesn't have cards or War Room or anything. But
he was borrowing a Stormwall.
That's why I had War Room. So he's playing, and he's new, and he's moving his stuff around, and he's having fun, and you know he's like trying to do things, and I'm trying to tell him how to do it, but like when he tries to, what's the name of the Signar guy with a wrench? He fixes
Arlen
stuff.
Strange Ways.
Harl. He's trying to cast his ability to cast Invasion on a Jack because he has a star action, and he's going to try to roll for him. Well, you don't have to roll for that. You can just
an action, it's not just an attack.
Of course, he puts it on his Colossal, and I'm like, well, you did that, and now that actually doesn't. Colossus can't move out of activation, so suck it.
Yeah,
but I mean, now you know how to properly do it, and you learn what you can't do with Colossals.
And now you don't have a Colossal anymore.
Well, no, yeah. I did kill his Colossal, but I also threw my caster away just because. I mean, plus he was new. I mean, I was kind of but I was letting him make his attacks, and I would only pipe up if he was doing something like atrociously wrong or whatever. But I was kind of just letting him have fun and
casting Evasion on your Colossals moderately atrociously wrong.
When you deserve, well, he'll never do it again.
Yeah. Does it give it right? Defense?
And there wasn't anything. He did this on turn one as well, so I wasn't even. I mean, he wasn't. It didn't even cost him the Colossal. It was three turns before I got in melee with it. Oh. It was just trying to use his abilities, and I was just so. It was so early, it didn't matter. But I think he had him in the list specifically to do that though, because he thought it'd be neat, a neat concept. So it never
would
came.
Be a neat concept.
It would be a cool concept.
Almost like that's why it's illegal.
Yeah. And then it was just a matter of, so I let him do all of his things, and we had fun. Like I said, and I could. I mean, I did blow up his army, but then, my caster's too far forward, and,
shucks.
But darn. I let him figure out how to kill him. I didn't tell him how to kill him, so he took a little bit longer than, a while, because he was new, but he had the fun of figuring out how to move people around and do some stuff, and then he killed the caster, and I think he was happy.
I remember playing this game.
Yes. And he remembers Orcs, Orcs, Orcs. I don't know who the fourth person was. It was you, me, Jim, and somebody.
Yeah, I don't know.
Some random person. Probably the guy from Pegasus who just showed up.
It wasn't Nick in your guys' basement during that era?
No, it was in the last year and a half.
Oh, how come I wasn't invited?
Maybe you were there.
Brian doesn't like you.
I've never played Orcs, Orcs, Orcs. I played Orcs Must Die.
Yes. That's why I got Orcs, Orcs, Orcs. It was in the middle of me playing Orcs Must Die a lot.
I remember you talking about that.
There you go. But I haven't set it for Thursday. We also play
Galaxy
Trucker.
There's the game Orcs, Orcs, Orcs. Yeah. Is that what
there's like a cool tower and shit.
Are there orcs in a circle?
Yeah.
Yeah, look, there's like a tower. And you can get on top of the tower and fight the orcs.
Orcs, orcs, orcs.
No, we played Castle Defense.
That's basically all it is. It's a defensive game.
It's a defensive game. You play wizards, and you basically, it's whoever can get, you play X amount of turns, and then whoever has the most orc kills wins.
I like games that have exactly a cardboard tower in the middle of a hex grid. Yeah. Orcs, 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 and Nexus Ops.
I really need to refresh myself. I would have brought Nexus. Nexus Ops is another great game I don't play enough.
That can be our next Thursday game.
Yep. We're off topic. We've wandered away. Warning. Yeah,
the topic
I brought us back.
Brian smashing noobs.
Yes. But I was very friendly to him. I let him play the game. And you know what? He still enjoyed himself. And I even went against my nature. I let him actually have some fun. I didn't tell him how to kill me, but I put my caster out there for him to, like,
this is Brian's solve cover the story, because he fucked up and lost legit. And he's like, oh, it's because I was being nice to the new player. I'm on to you.
He was far forward, and we were wondering why.
Yeah.
I figured there was something really important that had to
it's
die.
It's one of those things when you play a list. When I'm
it was Holt.
When I'm playing like a casual game.
There was something important that had to live, and that was this random guy's enjoyment of the game.
Yes.
I think is the topic at hand.
Yes. So random guy that I, he's new and he got to have fun killing something, And he learned that, even when you're down, you don't just give up. Because some people might be like, I give up. I only have 7 miles left. And he's like, I'll figure this out. Which was cool. And I will say, I will see when a new player, sometimes they won't even try to figure it out. So it's a good sign when a player, because I mean, I'll say half the new players will be like, oh, I'm over, it's all done, I give up, I can't roll dice anymore. And they'll just like walk away sad. I'm like, you know, like, stay away. I want the people that stay are the ones who try to figure shit out.
The people who strive to try to solve that puzzle.
Yeah, that's the kind of people I want. Other people get just like, you know, go in their basement.
And that's how, they I mean, that's...
Go to their basements.
Leave me alone.
It's pretty much how you advance in this game. You have to figure out everybody else's puzzle. You have to figure out what that other faction's casters do. And that's part of the whole learning process of this game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
So that's my only contribution. You guys have any thoughts, John, Casey?
You didn't let me win.
I didn't let her win. We're playing a platoon.
We got like half an hour game in.
It was a platoon game. You're not new. That's why I didn't let you win. You killed all.
The first time I've ever gone against you.
It was you had like
ever.
Well, first of all, the first game
you I played won a, your last tournament. So yeah, shut up.
You're a tournament winner. I'm not nice at tournament winners. You literally, we played up a two, and she had killed all but like three of my models, and she was like, she had to have an officer. It was part of the scenario.
Sure.
And she sends her officer forward to kill like my third, so I only have two people left. She kills a third guy, and then I'm like, well, I guess my other two people just charged. It was her last action, so my other two people just charged forward to kill the officer, where she could have just like kept him back and then run me over next turn.
I was talking about the 50-point game.
Well, that's just you. I was playing a Hydra. I was excited. I got to kill him with a Hydra.
Did you cast a muck on it and spray?
No, I did. I did do the star action spray for the game winning move, though.
I'm excited. I would play P. Morgul with a Hydra and a Rhinodon so I can amuck the spray.
What I did instead of having...
I like Rhinodons with P-Mortal because of you anyway.
First of all, I love Rhinodons. I was playing Xerxes 2, which has his feet, which is basically, is, you know, I had Puppet Master and...
Signs of Portents.
And Signs of Portents, so I didn't need the Rhinodon.
Are three Rhinodons the best gargantuan?
Well, I mean, when I play Rhinodons, I only play them three. I don't always play Rhinodons, but when I do,
you play three.
I play three.
That seems like a good... Because that's what, like... Three initial Thresher attacks and 12 Fury and boosted to hit rolls and
one of my multiple Morgul hit squad lists which is also by itself already a ridiculous statement. One of them is going to be three Rhinodons, two Arcanons, plus like a Gladiator.
You lost the sculpted Pokeball I gave you two for those Rhinodons.
Yes, I did.
Yep. Sad, because I could have taken your Morgul, chopped off his fan and then put a Pokeball on his hand.
You still can.
I have, but I've probably with models' heads falling off. I don't even like arms being chopped off and fingers being chopped off.
If the arm is chopped off, I will fix it.
Yeah. Well, that's how I know I have two Willbreakers, one with a head, one without a head. That's what my card says. Like, it's like instead of numbering one and two, it's like head, headless. Also, Xerxes 2 is the greatest thing in the world. That's my War Machine. That's Brian's corner. Xerxes 2 is the best. If you don't believe me, you're an idiot. .com.
And Zal 2 is the second best?
Heath. Right, yep.
We're doing everything out of order. We should do announcements.
We still haven't done Casey's Corner.
Entertain us, Casey!
I don't know.
How are you today? What did you do today, Casey? Our listeners want to know.
I did homework.
Oh, boy! Tell us more.
Is that exciting?
What class?
Financial Systems Analysis.
Ooh. That's pretty good.
Yeah. It's got anal in it.
It's got fine anal in it.
Yeah. Well, it's got fin anal.
Fair.
I mean, you pronounce it fine, but once you chop the letters up, that's fin. But fin anal, I can do that.
Shark fin?
Yeah, or that guy from Star Wars, but he spells it differently.
I don't think he really chose how it was spelled.
Actually, his name is just spelled FN.
Yeah.
Like, the character, like, in the credits, I believe, is F-I-N-N, but his actual name is just spelled FN.
Yep.
Which isn't in financial.
No. Well, there's an F and an N.
There's in.
Oh, this is amazing. This is just like prime talk.
Yeah.
I blame Tort.
If you convert fin to numbers, it becomes prime.
Are you sure?
Add them up. Oh, I guess. Hold on a second.
No, don't do it out loud. Would somebody else vamp?
First of all, Tor 2 is being correct in everything 10, he's saying 14. Over there.
Yeah.
He's saying how great Scorn is, and he's correct.
Is he actually saying that?
Yes, he is. That's what Tor's saying. He says he's unstoppable. Unbeatable.
No,
Nathan's
not
counting
prime.
On his fingers. I
It would be 691414, which obviously is an even number. If you add 6 plus 9 plus 14 plus 14.
Mm-hmm. Is it reversible prime? Is it prime?
Well, that'd be 20, 34, that'd be 43, which I believe is prime.
It is prime. Mm-hmm.
So FINN converted in simple alphanumeric, you know, A1Z26, and then added together becomes 43, which is a prime number. High five.
I might just kill you with a knife.
Not a spoon? I don't get the spoon.
No, it's just a knife.
I take
but
I will
start in, like, your, like, leg. And then work my way up.
I take full credit for leading you down that path.
I'm glad it worked.
In the end, it did.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's some kind of theory behind it now. What if there's other characters in the Star Wars universe that are prime characters that you can find out that way?
Oh, no.
Han's the easy one to do right now.
Well, we just have to do all these ones now. You figure out Chewbacca.
And then we lost all of our listeners. No one listened to the show after the day they talked about prime numbers.
Wouldn't that be stupid, though, if you find out, you know, after 30 years of this series going, that you find out all the main characters are technically just prime numbers?
That'd be amazing. But no, like, the only ones that aren't are, like, you know, Anakin Skywalker is, but Darth Vader isn't, so there's symbolism there where he lost the prime number humanity when he became the half-robot Darth Vader, and...
So Tort wants to know what your PayPal address is again.
Oh yeah, that is true. I'll have to IM him that information.
Speaking of which, announcements.
How is the Kickstarter doing?
We're into stretch goals. We unlocked our first stretch goal, which is a pair of custom pint glasses, which is sexy.
Sweet.
Yay.
The next stretch goal is bases, small, too medium, and too large.
When does this end?
It ends in like 18 more days. We're almost halfway through. Andy?
No.
What?
We're almost halfway through.
I'm making sure I have money.
But we've done just over $6,000. At $7,000 will be the next stretch goal, and then $8,000 is the last stretch goal, and that'll be custom scenario templates.
Zones, right? Yeah.
Zones. That's exciting.
People should need to sign up for the WITC.
People need to sign up to WITC as well.
My team is still not signed up. Although I have my team set up, I haven't actually emailed Travis yet.
We've had a few signups. We've had fewer than I would have expected, but actually not really, because it makes sense that a lot of people are being hesitant. We talked about this last week about how we don't have the final cost there yet.
Yeah.
So in 18 days or whenever the Kickstarter ends. So in about 3 weeks, we'll be able to figure out the final cost. Because when the Kickstarter ends, we'll know how much we have. I'll do the math to figure out how much of that has to go to rewards and everything like that. And then we'll be able to see what actually still needs to be raised from entry fees.
Well, I know the Iowa teams are lazy. Like, they all sign up the last day.
Yeah, they're just lazy.
They're lazy. I just have to. We've been arguing about a team name for a week. That's been what's holding my team back.
Have you been arguing about it for like 2 weeks now?
Probably. Mm. And only some people on the team haven't paid me yet, so I can't actually. I don't know who.
What?
Is it me?
Everyone else is paid?
Yeah, everyone, and Jordan. Son of a bitch.
Just take it out of the rent you give him.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's short of rent. Yeah, that'll work well. No, I'll give you money this week. That's fine.
Yeah. I can sign up. Well, I mean, even if you have, like, you know, 8 or 9 teams, that's still like you know, close to 40 people. It's just a matter of.
Yeah.
I think Ontario just had a 120 man team tournament up there.
Ontario?
Sure, whatever I said.
Right? I was just.
Ontario?
Ontario. Wow,
I murdered you shit out of that.
Where is it? But you know where Ontario is?
Like, I was trying to figure out what the fuck Canada. Ontario was.
All right, Canada.
Ontario. We're going down with that.
So they had the
fucking God.
The Perth Championships yesterday happened this weekend. You familiar with Perth?
Not even a little bit. What's a Perth?
What's a Perth? All right.
It's that shampoo. Perth Plus?
Oh, yeah. For dandruff.
Yeah,
they Perth Plus.
Perth is a city I kind of want to visit someday.
It's a city in Austria.
Yeah. Yeah, Austria. Right?
Yeah.
Over by Hungary, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, that's Austrio.
Oh.
Technically, it's in Australia, but you know.
Hungary is?
Yeah, Hungary.
Perth is in Australia. Son of a bitch.
Is that where Rape Island is?
Yes, that's where Rape Island. Well, to be fair, that's lots of Rape Islands. They just have one of the more official ones.
Speaking of rape, I was talking to somebody at work about otters today. What the fuck's up with that?
Why are you talking about otters or rape otters?
Announcements?
Well, they're the same thing.
What?
Otters rape baby seals to death.
Yes.
Like, what the hell, nature?
No.
Like, they're so cute, and they have their little paws, and they float down the river on their back, and then they rape baby seals to death. And it's like, why did nature have to ruin otters?
I'm pretty sure they've been doing that for a while now.
Well, I know they have, but why?
They've always been ruined.
I just don't get it. It came up because we were talking about killer whales and how they just torture seals for hours.
Well, that's been known for a while.
Watching
the videos of killer whales messing with seals is hilarious, though. They hit them so high into the air.
But why?
It's so amazing. I can watch that for hours.
Like, I don't get it.
If you could kick a seal into the air that long, high, you'd fucking do it too. That's why nature lets them do it.
I guess so. My analogy is you don't see lions, like, break all four legs of a zebra and then just flay them for hours. Like, they just kill them and eat them and it's done.
Although I would watch that too.
That's fair. Oh, wow. We're talking about team tournament. Oh, Ontario.
Ontario. Perth.
Perth.
Perth, Australia had a big championship this weekend. I only brought it because you were naming places you didn't know where they were, so I figured you didn't know where Perth was.
It's the most isolated city
in the world.
Perth is?
Yes.
I didn't realize that. What makes it isolated?
It's like Australia. It's thousands of miles from everywhere else, any other city.
Did you really think I said it was in Austria?
No, I know.
Okay.
Yeah, well, because Australia has like a coast that doesn't suck ass.
They're on the west.
See, and then it so has Perth like on the a, left. In a Perth, million yes, miles of west. Desert and death. And then it has Perth.
Yep. Gotcha. I didn't know where Perth was in Australia.
The other side of Australia from literally everyone else.
Bad Australia.
Yeah. Well, all Australia is bad Australia. But Perth is in its
own
unique.
Australia.
Yeah. The middle is worse Australia.
Yeah, it's all desert. Desert?
Don't.
What? Is this a fight?
It might turn into one.
I don't need you mispronouncing stuff. Cause
he already did Ontario.
I murdered that, and then I did Canada. I know.
Wait, did we just discover a Casey pet peeve?
Oh, she hates it.
Oh.
Like if I say rough, I'll go rough.
So when I did Miami every single time, was that okay because it was a Will Smith song, or were you seething with rage?
There was a little tinge.
You know, when I can't say wolf very well. When I say wolf, I mean wolf, but I always say wolf. That's just how it comes out.
Like I said, roof and roof.
Look at all the wolves over there.
Like, werewolf?
Yeah, werewolf. Oh no, a werewolf!
I pronounce it warwolf, but that's on purpose.
Warwolf.
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 From that MST3K episode. Have you not seen the MST3K episode, Werewolf?
I don't even know what that is.
It MST3K?
Yeah.
I will fight you in real life.
It's a really bad TV show.
Fuck you! There's no way you think that.
I don't like it at all.
Fuck you.
They talk during the movie. Their entire concept offends me.
Oh.
It's the people, all they do is they talk during the movie and make fun of it. I'm like, shut up.
Mystery Theater 3000. Like, okay.
I get the movie's bad, but never shut heard the fuck it. Up. You've never heard it called
You've
MST3K?
You've never heard it called MST3K?
No. No, I have not.
I don't even know what it is.
Mystery Science Theater.
I'm not up to date.
It's from like 20 years ago.
I'm only 25, so.
Fuck!
I was only 5.
You know that Star Wars 7 is coming out soon, right?
Now, remind me if I'm wrong. I thought I had a bad dream. Is there a new Star Trek movie coming out? Yesterday, Star Trek looks terrible. I felt like I saw a bad trailer like a long time ago, but I don't remember anything new about it for the longest time after that.
It's going to be terrible.
But it's going to be
as good as the Ghostbusters trailer.
Oh, that trailer was really bad. I'm sure glad everything was ruined for me because it wasn't going to be good anyway.
I had no problem with the trailer.
I thought it looked fun.
Hey, did you want any kind of, surprise or humor or concern or conflict resolution to the scene where she's possessed? Because guess what? There's going to be none of that now. It's going to be a 10-minute long scene that you're going to stare at awkwardly and silently, and then it's going to mercifully end.
Why?
Because the entire fucking scene's in the trailer.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure it's more than that. You know, but that's a lame complaint because they always do that in trailer. I mean, trailers for every movie is bad. I hate 95% of trailers I see, I hate.
I avoid trailers.
I try to.
I just don't watch them. Then I let everybody else talk about if they were good or not, and then I'll go see the movie anyway.
And like, I'm to the point where if I know who's in a movie, I know who directed it. I'm going to be in or out based on that concept because I more care about the writers and the directors, and then I just go see it. But trailers are so bad.
What's going on?
Casey
is indeed the new Katie because she's just playing
not
on her
Katie
phone.
Katie was on the phone and doing homework.
People back.
Yeah, that's great.
So,
have you heard of this game called Candy Crush? It's pretty.
I fucking hate it.
Oh,
why?
Because she doesn't like the crushed candy. She likes to eat it.
I do. You that's a fair point.
So your problem with Candy Crush is, the fluff of it?
The concept. I would not destroy that banana.
I much prefer Wait, Sudoku.
Is there really bananas in Candy Crush?
I don't have any idea.
Okay.
I don't know. Because they could be the. It's just like I don't like to play a jeweled game because it's just the same freaking thing. No.
I'm not going to ruin gems. I can.
Why can't you crush gems?
I'm not getting into that.
But ruby powder, you can snort it. It gives superpowers.
Man, would that shred your sinuses if you snorted a crushed ruby.
Yeah, it would.
Now I want to play Scepter of Zavendor.
Aren't we still doing announcements? Because we have a couple still.
Oh, there's a team event at Dice Dojo this Saturday that looked interesting.
That's true.
Yeah. It's coming Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday.
Yeah. The Saturday.
The 12th.
The 12th. Oh, okay.
It's this coming up Saturday.
Yeah, and then the week after that is a 35-point thing at Misty.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Thing.
SR.
And SR. And a 50-point event up in Minnesota.
That's true. The FFG.
Yeah, I need store. To go to, at some point, I need to go to that store. I'm very tempted. I always want to go to that place. I do.
So there's two more announcements.
And there's Adepticon coming up. Yes. And there is on April 9th. There is an event over at Pegasus.
Look for me at Adepticon. I'll be sleeping in my car.
The 9th? Not the 19th?
No.
It's the
9th. Figure it out. Okay. I got a big trunk. If I just have the back seat collapse down, I can use the whole trunk as legroom and just sleep that way. It'll be nice and cozy.
I loved when you taught, when Dan finally found you, like, I'm not going this year. You're like, oh.
Like, yo.
I got an ulcer of worry. And I'm not even, it's not even affecting me.
Here's to above 50-degree weather.
Yay!
Because I can sleep with a blanket.
Thank you, humanity. You destroying the Earth has been mildly convenient.
That is my Mark 1 throwback event.
Okay, so that is happening?
That is happening. It's happening April 9th over at Pegasus Games. The idea behind it is we are using... factions can only take models that were available to their faction in Mark 1. We're not using any theme forces, not using any... current books, except for Convergence, the Forces of Convergence, Forces of Cirrus, or is it Convergence?
It's Cyrus.
Forces of Cirrus. Convergence is the name. It's just like Protectorate and Legion, where you noun is the name of it, not the guy.
The Forces book for them. And then also the Forces for Minions.
But Convergence, you're banning the huge base models,
there
right?
is no huge base models. Yeah. So it's basically, I have a PDF that's built that will be posted up fairly on Monday when I post up the event. I just got confirmation 20 minutes ago that I can use the 9th.
Nice.
Because people will, that'll be interesting for cross-checking the list, because people will show up and go, oh, that, because they need to use a PDF to know what they can and can't use.
Yeah. It's interesting because when I was building this PDF, I was going through all the Mark 1 books, finding out what all played for what. Everything was written in Mark 1 for four factions. As in all the War Machine factions. The odd thing is that Retribution was a War Machine faction at the very tail end of Mark 1, like a period of 6 months. So that means all of the mercenaries that were written for them included Retribution.
You should double check the No Quarter that when they were introduced and everything, because like you said, I know you said that this might be true, so you should double check. I thought they had an exclusive... I thought when they came out, they had an exclusion. What the fuck is the word I'm trying to say?
Exclusion.
Yeah, but I want a version of excluding things that ends in a tory, like excludatory. No. But that's not a word. But I feel like there's a word there. But I thought they had a clause that excluded mercs.
I don't believe so, because I looked through it pretty.
I don't remember people playing Gudrun and Gorman DeWolf and stuff with Rhett when they came out, and I think they were illegal.
They didn't have that many Rhett out at the time.
I have. As well. You have the New Quarters, right?
I have those New Quarters. Okay. I look it up. I actually looked them up, and I saw that there was no rules for them.
If I have other models, do I have to follow the Mark 1 rules for mercenaries or Mark 2 rules for mercenaries? Because, I mean, what if I have cards from Mark 2 that say this works for this, and it didn't
work? So the list building is Mark 1, and then all the rules are Mark 2.
Correct.
All right.
Correct.
All right.
So if yeah,
Who else? If forgetting about Rhett because they're the weird one, but what's some other people who played for different factions than they do now?
Some of the major ones were like the minions themselves. The
Doc.
Doc
killing. Oh yeah, Doc.
Doc works for Protectorate. He still follows all of the Mark II rules for Protectorate, so he can't heal anymore. But he's not. He can be included in a Protectorate force.
Right. Whereas in Mark II, he can't.
Correct. Correct. Some of the things in Mark II are not included with Mark I, like Wrong Eye and Snapjaw. You can't take with a Crix list. In fact, the only War Machine factions that could take those minion lesser warlocks were Retribution and Mercenaries could take Brunnen Lug. And then that's, yeah.
I thought the Mercenaries could take Rorsch and Brine too. Mm-hmm. Wow, weird.
No, it was just Brunnen Lug, only in Surforge.
Crazy.
Yeah, there's, I mean, it's honestly not that bad to look at the list.
Sure.
But I'm really curious to see how people build lists for it, if people show up for it. So I'm curious.
What are the prizes? Pins, coins?
Mostly gift cards and such from the event itself.
All right.
Obviously, we're going to have pins. Standard Steamroller pins.
Sure. Steamroller kit plus gift cards.
Yep.
Standard shit.
Yeah. I might have some prints and stuff like that to give away there, too.
Shut up, Casey. Fuck.
Sorry.
God. Exclusionary?
Yeah, I guess exclusionary. I don't know.
That was just a weird way how Privateer wrote all their stuff back then, too. It would just say, like, Iris will not work for Crix.
Well, because the assumption was that they'd only ever have those four factions.
Correct.
You know, and so they did not even think about, hey, what if there's ever a thing called Retribution? Like,
or a thing called Convergence.
Yeah, you know? Like, that just hadn't even occurred to them. Yeah. And so, yeah.
Yipper. Yep.
Do you have a corner yet? It's your one job.
I was looking at him. He hasn't talked like at all.
Say things. I
talked earlier.
Amuse us.
He likes to.
You're supposed to come up with a quarter. Also, your microphone's quiet, so you need to get closer to it and talk louder.
Okay.
That was one of the two things I told you to do.
Okay.
That's, yeah.
There you go.
My corner.
See, look how you have spikes over there now. Okay. Now we know that we can hear you.
Okay. So my corner is, I don't know, let's see. Oh, I should be getting my car fixed soon because I hit someone a couple weeks ago.
Wait, what? Whoa! All right.
Like, were they in something at the time?
Were they in a grocery store? You're going through the store, or were they in their house?
No, this is a fun quarter. Okay. So no, we were going through a.
Are they okay?
Stoplight. Yeah, they're fine. They were in a truck.
Okay.
Oh, so she's picking on things bigger. No, they're in the truck. They're fused with the truck after you hit them. Right.
They're
so
now part of the truck.
You blew through a stop sign.
No.
That's what you just said.
It was a green light.
For him?
No. Both of us were going. But okay. He was going straight, and I thought he was in a left-only lane. It wasn't. And
so
I tried
like,
to turn
I want to go left, too. Because he's going left.
And your lane was a left?
No.
Yours was a straight lane.
Yeah.
And his was a turn or go straight.
Yeah.
And you're like, fuck my lane being a straight lane. I'm turning left. And he said, as you hit him.
Pretty much.
All right. This is all on tape now.
Yep.
She told that. That's pretty much exactly what she told the cop.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, I thought I could go left, and I thought he had to go left, and he didn't, and I can't.
To be fair, roads are hard.
Did it make a cool screeching sound?
It did as tore her fender back out.
Yeah. She had to pull it out from the tire.
Were you in the car as well at the time, John?
I was in the back. There were five of us in that damn car.
I've not heard this story yet.
One of which was pregnant, so apparently...
So there were six people, depending on your belief system. Yeah.
Correct. And apparently when you're pregnant and you get in a car accident, no matter how minor, you have to go to the hospital. So Lundeen and my sister got to miss Deadpool.
Yeah.
And I got to watch it for the fourth time.
Third
at that time. Yeah, it was amazing.
Wait, did you get two extra seats?
So,
like, did you use their seats when you got there?
I reclined across.
So your pregnant sister is going to the hospital. You're like, nah, fuck it. I'm going to go watch Deadpool.
Yeah, I was not going to wait around for that.
They look fine.
And you've already seen it twice previously.
Correct.
We had other people that were seeing with us.
Yeah, that was my excuse.
Did they since you were all in the same car, did they walk to the hospital? You're like, see ya.
No, we
had just enough time.
At the corner?
Yeah, at the corner of the hospital.
Much? It's like they had a gunshot wound during a heist. You just kicked them out of the car in front of the hospital and like, don't tell them who I am. And then you peeled off and went to Deadpool.
Tuck and roll, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Well, look, she's got, you know, she's got pregnant, tummy. So she's pregnant. Yeah, so, yeah, just roll with it.
Jesus Christ.
I didn't even feel bad.
What?
I still don't.
You've seen it twice previously.
Yeah, and I got to see it again. Which is better, sitting in a hospital or watching a movie?
Hospital's pretty boring.
I can do absolutely nothing to help in the hospital.
Yeah.
Why stay?
It's your pregnant sister.
It was fine. And she was fine.
The pronoun it. What did that refer to just now?
Which one did the she refer to? They're having a boy, right?
Yes.
So I guess it was referring to the boy.
The it was? Yeah. You're referring to the zygote as it?
Yeah.
Well, wow. It is a bit harsh.
I still refer to my niece, who is seven now, eight now, seven now, as it. She has a personality.
Is she malformed?
No.
She's a redhead.
So she's malformed.
Exactly.
Wait, ginger or redhead?
Ginger.
Oh, fucking, yeah, no, yeah. It. You don't humanize gingers.
Exactly, and my sister's a ginger, and the baby.
That's how they get
it's
your
a boy,
soul.
So God forbid that it doesn't become a ginger.
When you hit the car, how much, did the truck just take no damage, or did you
we bounced off the rust of the truck.
Nice.
It was dented a little bit.
Was it just like one person in the car?
No, it was a dude and his woman.
Were they offended? Were they going like, why hit me?
No, he was actually really cool about it. He was visibly angry, but he stayed calm and collected the entire time talking to Casey.
I was very impressed. I was stuck in the car for a little bit first.
I suppose because
there was a fender that had to be
tied to a
out.
Car.
Yeah. Wait, so you're stuck in the middle of the intersection, just shut down at this point then?
No. So she pulled over.
Well, you're attached to the vehicle.
Side. Did no, you two no, like no. drive together?
No.
Like, so he bounced off and went to the next
to
road.
The left. I kept going straight so I'd get out of the intersection.
Wait, hold on. I'm trying to visualize this. I'm sorry. I'm trying to visualize this. Was your fender attached to his car but not yours anymore?
No, the fender was attached to our car but caved in where the door couldn't open.
It was your wheel well that the fender was in,
correct.
Not his wheel well.
Correct.
I thought you were like locked onto him via your fender. Sorry. Okay. No,
that would have been a much
better story.
You
guys could have just drove away.
Yeah, but she wouldn't.
She wouldn't.
Okay, it was a Deadpool to see.
I know, it's a Deadpool. We'll call the guy later.
There was also a camera.
Just throw the insurance card out the window and carry
just
on.
Out the window and keep going.
And the pregnant woman. I'll take care of this. You got it, babe. Kick.
She was by the door, so she could have.
Yeah, her door wasn't fused shut.
Correct. She would have to tuck and roll.
That was my excitement, and that was actually, fun fact, my first podcast night.
Yeah, we came here after that.
You didn't talk about it?
No.
That's such a good time.
Well, we had plenty to talk about that night.
We did?
Yeah, we talked about the tournaments because everybody here went to a tournament that weekend.
Yeah, it wasn't necessary to talk about either.
That was enjoyable.
Yeah, definitely. If you have something, what else exciting happened to you guys?
More corners.
Yeah.
That's the best corner. More corners.
I did murder a guy the other day, but not much really happened. I mean, you know, he was homeless, so it doesn't really count.
You're really a human.
They say murder if they're homeless.
It's more of an animal abuse at that point.
I had tacos afterwards. We didn't think it was appropriate.
Yeah.
I want tacos.
Yeah. I had Taco Bell today. I did not get one of their quesalupas because their commercials are so bad. I'm opposed to eating a quesalupa in my life.
Is it just a chalupa? Do that shifty thing?
What?
There's a Taco Bell commercial where like people are just shifting a little bit.
What?
Yeah. You haven't seen it?
Like they're doing the robot?
No. They're just shifting. Like everything's frozen except that people are doing like a little shift.
I think you're on drugs.
I feel like I am.
Did you pause your TV and like?
No. How do you?
I was talking about the ones where they're like, "This will be bigger than the thing," and then for no reason, that one gay Asian guy's laughing.
Yeah, you don't want it. I don't get it. Isn't it just like a taco with like some cheese and another shell? I thought they already had that already.
Yeah, this is like instead of this being a shell and then cheese and then shell, this is a hollow shell with cheese inside of it, which is functionally identical.
Yeah, because they've already done the cheese shell thing.
Yeah, I don't
by the seashore.
Yeah,
cheese shell. Down by the cheese shore. Yeah.
Indeed.
So, no, it's just another stupid gimmick. I'll stick with my tacos.
They have decent
chicken tacos. I had a
Mexican
pizza.
If you try the chicken tacos, it's worth it.
I just get the beef tacos because they have lots of cumin in the meat, and cumin is the best spice.
I think they put that in the chicken, too.
Do you still get the Dorito tacos?
Not if they come with a combo, I do, but I never choose those. I just like a simple, crunchy taco.
Mm-hmm.
Taco Bell. It's a delicious thing.
I don't like crunchy tacos. It's annoying to me when I bite into the taco and the entire bottom spine of it just breaks.
Sometimes you need to have it at the bottom. You put it on the side.
What? Yeah.
What?
You rotate them and you eat them like a normal sandwich.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
that's not.
You get a knife and a fork and you just cut them up and then you just like eat them with, you know.
That's fine too, but it annoys me when I'm eating the taco and then it just splits down the middle.
Eat it from the top.
No.
I've done that. I nibble on. It's just to confuse people in the place.
I don't like flour tortillas. I like corn tortillas. And so actual Mexican restaurants have corn tortillas.
No.
Flour tortillas are bland and they got that powdery shit on them and
corn tortillas taste like corn.
Which is delicious.
They have that horrible,
you don't like Fritos?
Not, I like Fritos, but not when it's on my taco.
Not on my taco.
You don't like walking tacos? Bowls.
No.
What the hell?
You don't just pour like chili and cheese inside of a Frito bag?
Why the fuck would I ever eat chili?
What?
I thought we were talking about tacos.
Yeah, but he said pour chili and tacos.
A walking taco is when you get the individual Frito bag.
You open it. Christopher Walken?
Yes. Yeah, he invented it. So
and then you put taco meat.
And then you put it up your ass, like in Pulp Fiction, and that's the reference.
Oh, okay.
You put taco meat in it. You don't put chili in it.
In your ass?
Yeah.
Who puts chili in their ass? I thought he was a nice guy. I mean, come on.
He puts chili in it. We put taco meat in it.
No.
His ass? You guys take turns?
Yeah.
You just keep shoving things in.
I do chili, they do taco meat, then I do chili, then they do taco meat.
Do you and Casey take turns? Is it just one of your responsibilities?
Like, chili would burn way worse than taco meat.
That's what you call a Minnesota taco bar.
Speaking of...
And you have to say I'm sorry as it comes up.
Speaking of food, I almost...
Unbroken eye contact.
I almost brought some crackers and eggs for you guys today, but my thing, I'm afraid...
They got broken.
Hold on, I'm sorry. Is that a Mulaney joke?
I don't know.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I'm just laughing to
I'm
laugh.
Sorry. This is a funny anecdote and it's breaking me. Do your thing and then I'll tell the anecdote.
So I wanted to bring the eggs and I wanted to share the eggs and crackers with everybody. But I make it and I eat it right away. And as much as I love it, I don't know what the shelf life of raw eggs and crackers are. Like, I don't want to make it.
It's instantly bad.
Like, I don't think I want to make it at 4 and just bring it over like 3 hours later.
You would have to make it live on camera.
I think I pretty much have to make it here. And then feed it to you. Because I make it and I eat it. I just think if I just let it sit on the counter for even a half an hour, I think that might turn fatal.
Like, yeah.
Or you could just fry it.
I've done that once just to try. I did bake it, but...
We could do... But that auto... How quickly did Google autocomplete what's the shelf life of raw eggs and crackers?
No.
I search for this a lot. I've changed up Google...
It doesn't actually have it in there.
Okay.
You might have to take both of them combined together. I think the
raw eggs will be the
issue.
The
big issue.
Yeah.
Well, the cracker might get stale, so I think that's the real
crackers
issue.
Crackers are fine.
Yeah. The raw eggs will keep them fresh.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I've eaten raw eggs before. Like, you do steak tartare, right?
No.
Okay, nobody past 1973 except for me and Raylene does steak tartare, but...
What is a steak tartare?
Steak tartare is you season up some chopped beef or ground beef. You know, just to get some nice fresh ground beef, and you season up kind of like you're doing meatloaf. You know, where you put all the seasoning stuff into it, and then you make a little pile, and then you kind of hollow out the top, kind of like so it looks like a volcano, and then you just crack a raw egg into that divot, and then you just eat it.
The egg, or you eat the
meat? The beef, all of it.
So here's the thing:
it's raw beef with egg on top.
First of all, I thought steak tartare is steak. It's raw steak, not raw beef, because raw beef you can eat raw steak. And it's not terrible for you, but raw beef
He cooks the beef, right?
Raw beef is the issue.
It never gets cooked. Well, if you make it properly, it would steak 45 seconds earlier. Like, you should get a good... You don't just go get some, Walmart...
Ground beef.
Room temperature ground beef. You get a nice cut of high quality steak and you grind it.
Now, steak and raw beef are two different things. If you're cutting up steak, when you say beef, I'm thinking you're talking about ground chuck from the store. Like a sirloin steak.
What do you
steak.
Think beef is?
Well, I understand there's a difference, but there's still...
My point is, if you take a steak and grind it up, it is now ground beef.
Oh, you're literally grinding it up? You're not just like chucking? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah,
that meat grinder.
But a steak cut's usually a higher quality. If you go like this, just like...
Yeah, I mean, this needs to be high quality stuff. Yeah. Gotcha. But it's ground beef. It's not chopped like... It's not like little... It's not chopped steak. It's ground beef.
I actually like just regular raw beef with some salt.
Yeah. And steak tartare is basically just raw beef at this point, but the original version had the raw egg cracked on top as like a form of gravy.
You add some crackers in that. You got yourself a goddamn. We'll tell you what. We'll get some ground beef. I
mean, there it is with like some bread, some crispy bread things on the side.
And you're making fun of my eggs and crackers, and you're eating raw eggs and meat.
Fucking do you never eat
cookie dough?
Carpaccio.
The hell is that?
Carpaccio is fucking delicious.
What is it?
It's a carpaccio.
This is steak. Carpaccio is beef. It's steak sliced like wafer thin,
okay,
and then pounded to see-throughable thin, and then you just shave Parmesan cheese and capers on top, and then you just eat it.
I would eat that. Yes.
Yeah. It's raw. Not,
I don't know what a caper is.
I don't like the raw part.
It looks like a pea. It looks like a peppercorn, but it's just like salt. It's just like a salt bomb.
Oh, I hate the little chunks of peppercorn.
No, but these aren't peppercorns. These are the salvo capers. But capers, they're like soft. They're like a pea that's made out of salt.
Well, you could just throw salt on it. A lot of salt on there.
You could, but capers are so good.
Like Jordan makes some really awesome some beef that is a beef or what does he have?
Oh, and you put arugula on top as well.
What do you mean?
Like for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, look at that. A little balsamic vinegar drizzled on top.
I've accidentally eaten that.
Yeah, that's right there. You got the thin raw beef with some Parmesan cheese, balsamic vinaigrette, capers, and then arugula on top.
I believe when I had that, I assumed that it was fish. It was not in the end, but that's what I had assumed.
This looks like fish, tastes like meat. That's probably beef.
Actually, according to this, it says you can make it with fish, but then it's kind of like a taco where you say this is a fish taco. If you just say taco, you're not going to assume that it's fish. If you just say carpaccio, it's supposed to be beef.
Gotcha.
And that's announcements.
And you cover fucking talk about carpaccio all day long.
And you cover it in ketchup.
If you're wrong.
Let's go back to Casey killing people. That was more fun. have you murdered? How many people have
her
you murdered?
Her at Raw Beef was great. She was visibly uncomfortable at the concept of steak tartare.
Well, I think when you say raw beef.
I like rare steak. Not raw.
I won't eat a raw steak because you need to cook it to break down the connective tissue. But the point of steak tartare is by grinding it, that breaks down the connective tissue instead of the cooking process. And it tastes different because if you don't caramelize the beef, it has a different flavor than a cooked steak. Well, we'll get carpaccio sometime.
You'll bring a bunch of raw meat. I'll bring a bunch of eggs and crackers. We'll see how many of us live through the end of the podcast.
Sounds great.
It's like a Russian roulette with just all the dishes we have.
I'll bring the chili.
I mean, you eat sushi?
No, she doesn't
I'll eat the sushi.
You eat the one that's cooked. It's not real sushi.
Yeah, you eat the stuff.
I can't eating raw fish. Be disappointed, does Nathan. Seem pretty awful.
I'm deciding whether to be pedantic and point out that sushi isn't actually raw fish, but...
Because it's the rice.
Boom. The man knows.
Gotcha.
Because I've probably done this before.
No, you haven't. I found
it. You just knew?
I knew that.
The sushi actually refers to the rice, not the raw fish. Raw fish is sashimi. Sushi is the vinegared rice.
Gotcha.
And so she is actually eating sushi, whereas if you eat raw fish without rice, you aren't eating sushi. That's the thing. I don't like sushi, but I'm fine with raw fish. If they would make it with just sticky white rice, I'd like it just fine.
The thing is, I almost went to get some. I almost went to have sushi, and then I learned that it was different rice. I'm like, well, the one thing I was going to be tolerant about was the rice, and now it's like vinegar rice. I'm like, vinegar doesn't appeal to me at all.
Yeah.
So now I'm even less appealed.
Most of the kind I get is just like normal white sticky rice at the buffet.
That's the best kind of rice.
It's yummy.
I will just eat plates of just white sticky rice.
Just white rice.
Yeah. It's calorie free. It's not.
Yeah.
You know what's good to do with your leftovers of white rice?
Eat it?
In the morning you mix it with some milk and heat it up and then put milk, sugar, and cinnamon.
That's oatmeal, basically.
No.
It's the weirdest.
I know exactly what Casey's talking about. I my mom used to make this for me when I was young.
So
I don't like it.
You do with leftover white rice is you fry it, and that's what fried rice is. Like you pan fry it with some eggs and veggies and stock and stuff.
Breakfast instead of cereal.
Milk and rice.
Chicken fried rice isn't a good breakfast.
And some sugar.
Yep.
Well, I mean, obviously sugar. I mean, I put sugar in everything.
Well, cinnamon, sugar, milk, and the grain. Like I said, it's basically porridge, but with white rice instead of oats.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
I've had it before, but it's not. I don't know.
I'm not a fan either.
I have a sugar problem.
Well, have you seen us? I think we all have a sugar problem.
Yeah.
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 Yep.
I want carpaccio so much right now.
I'm thinking of cookie dough now.
Yes.
Because we were talking about raw eggs.
Oh, yeah.
You can eat cookie dough.
That's
what I would sometimes make cookies, and then I would just like stop at the dough. Like, I'm done.
That's as far as you need to go.
Don't need to bake this shit.
By I would sometimes, did you mean to say everyone always does? Because you ain't unique there.
I'll sometimes like make one cookie. I made a cookie, so it counts.
Yeah. Yeah. You made cookie, and you have leftover dough.
I don't even get to the point of making cookies. Just buy dough.
I made cupcakes last week for my last day of work.
You didn't bring us any for the podcast?
Wait, I had one.
Andy got one.
Yeah.
You were offered one.
Are you unemployed now?
I was offered one.
You were offered one.
When was this?
You worked from home.
Oh. Yeah, I worked from home as well. But
gotcha.
John was able to save me a cupcake.
And Casey was able to save you a cupcake.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you.
But it's Duff Cake Mix.
Duff?
Duff as in Duff Beer?
Yeah.
Totally.
It's spelled the same.
Duff is like the Ace of Cakes main guy.
Oh, that asshole.
He's not an asshole.
He's on reality TV. He can fuck himself.
Cake boss.
Sure.
That's all I have to say. Is fucking cake boss.
Yeah.
Fucking New Jersey accent. I hate it. But Duff is much better.
That doesn't mean he's not terrible.
Wait,
reality TV show is terrible.
Is this a cooking reality show though? Or is this, I mean, because that's not the same as
they're not like competitions like Hell's Kitchen or anything.
Yeah. That's all he does.
It's like Pawn Stars, except instead of a pawn shop, it's a bakery. And they go in there like, here's a random event that totally just naturally happened and isn't scripted at all. And then it's dumb.
I've seen.
Anyway, he makes awesome cake mix.
That's how it ends. He makes awesome
cake mix. He makes generic Duncan Hines cake mixes that cost twice as much because he's famous.
I've seen her stab people before.
It's better than Duncan Hines.
She almost killed somebody with her car.
Taste test.
She will hit you with a car, Nick.
She's not with my car.
She's not in a car. I'm not scared.
That's bigger.
she just said that.
She had no problems with getting into an accident with somebody else with a pregnant woman in the car.
Yeah.
So...
You think you're safe in the second story, Nathan. She'll make it up
there. The car will make it up there. She's like a Dalek.
How would Daleks deal with stairs? Have they ever answered that?
In the new version, their answer is that they can fly. Okay. In the original version, it was directly... There were two times in the old episodes where people were like, haha, we're upstairs. We can't get caught now. Nope, three times. I lied that I can think of now because I own the novelization of a lot of the old stories. Fuck you, I'm a nerd. In one of them, they sent an army of cyborg gorillas upstairs to murder them all. In another one, they blew up the entire building. And in the third one, they went back in time and killed the people.
So that's how Daleks deal with stairs?
Yeah. All right. All of those are perfectly fine ways to deal with stairs.
Hey, creative. Blew up the building is a pretty good, easy solution. It's like, okay. There goes your building.
The stairs go away, too.
Yeah.
And the people do as well.
That's a side effect. They're really trying to attack the stairs.
Possibly, yes.
Otherwise, they would have went back in time and killed them like they did the other time.
Well, you know, they like to mix things up.
Kind of want an army of gorillas now.
You know Katie's cooking channel?
Katie does have a cooking channel on YouTube.
She wanted me on it one time, and then she never had me on it.
I've been over there when they've done it, and it's sort of like... It would work, I'm not saying this is a high-quality product, because I've seen this, but their stuff really would work well for, public access TV stuff.
Our production values are the best thing about our podcast.
Yeah.
It is highly polished garbage.
Katie's trying to be all good, and she's helpful and saying how she's made something, and then Jeremy's just there, like, ruining everything.
That's their marriage.
I know.
God, that sounds familiar.
I make stuff. Casey ruins it.
Uh-huh. That's the way it goes, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is my believing him face.
Yes means no.
Are you an otter?
That would be no means yes.
Oh, yeah. Damn it. Fuck you. Damn it. You ruined a perfectly good rape joke. That was a legit one, too. I was proud of Brian for that callback.
And then John ruined it.
Fuck, John.
I told you he ruined it.
He ruins everything.
I told you.
He even ruins in-episode otter-based rape callback jokes. That is a niche thing to ruin.
God. I got skills.
You know what we should do? It would be a very entertaining experiment.
Murder John?
No, have Jeremy and John do the Legion episode update.
No, that'd be terrible. We would both be drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Nathan would have to come bail us both out.
No, because I want to see Nathan have to deal with both you and Jeremy drunk.
I would feel like Mo, and they'd be you can be Larry. I'm giving you Larry.
I wasn't sure if he meant a local player of Mo or an actual Three Stooges. I was in my head like, I'm not sure which way he's going here.
I was thinking you're going to be Mo as a Mo's Tavern.
We all went completely different directions with Mo. Right, and you're
Lenny. There is a Larry there.
It's Lenny.
Oh, it's Lenny.
Lenny and Carl.
No, I thought you were talking about Larry, as in
the cable Larry. Guy?
And his brother Daryl and his other brother Daryl?
God, they need to come back. They need to be on TV again.
They can't. They were a figment of somebody's imagination and a dream within a show within a show.
That is very true, too.
Someone has to flowchart this episode. Tort, flowchart this episode.
Also, flowchart all the Happy Days spinoffs.
That's probably done already.
Huh?
That's Mork probably been done.
Well, you got Mork and Mindy. You got Laverne and Shirley. Mm-hmm. You got Joni Loves Chachi. And then the trick, I just ruined the trick because the trick question is the fact that Happy Days is actually itself a spinoff, and people forget that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's based on a sketch from Love American Style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's the gotcha.
Is that like
it's like
TV?
Your head yeah. could have information no, that was useful.
No, it's like
60s
TV.
It's even further back.
Yeah, that is a lot.
Yes, the 60s are further back than the 80s. Well done.
I've at least seen Happy Days.
What?
I've seen Happy Days. I guess I didn't really realize when they were happening.
Do you know who the Fonz is?
Yes.
All right.
There you go. So you've seen, that's all you need to know about Happy Days. If you saw that Weezer video, you saw Happy Days.
And something about jumping a shark.
Yes. That is where that comes from. Also, he backed Ike. There was an episode where he was voting for Eisenhower and Richie Cunningham was voting for Goldwater.
Not seen that.
Now think about it. Which one do you remember as being a president?
Yeah. She remembers neither of those being presidents, and she's trying to cover that up.
Aw.
Nothing.
Why you look at me with judgmental eyes?
I don't know how my eyes are being judgmental. I'm
they
sorry.
Are.
Eisenhower was a president?
Yes. I was going to say Eisenhower.
You were guessing?
Yes.
No, I wasn't guessing.
He sounds more presidential than the other guy.
Yeah. Like Ike. My bike likes Ike. That was the line
from
the show.
I don't remember what the other option was already.
That's fine. America didn't either.
And anyway, after this year, we'll have the last president, and it won't worry about it anymore.
Was it that we'll be able to find out if time travel exists?
Oh, when Trump is elected? The Onion had the thing where, or no, it wasn't the Onion. I think it was a different parody one, but they said that like insane asylums were filled to capacity with time travelers sent back to assassinate Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because we'll find out if time travel does exist, because that would be, you know, somebody would be sent back in time to stop this.
God, there's a video of a couple days ago, he had all the people at his rally actually raise their right hands like this to pledge allegiance to him.
Are you kidding me?
They probably were supposed to do this, but they're all like this.
They were pledging to vote.
God. Yeah,
just happened to
the
look
video
like
is a
Kyle
mob
Trump.
Of people doing this in front of Trump, and given his current policies about people of religions wearing patches so that we can round them up, it's a really upsetting picture.
Hey, there's my mouse.
Okay.
I was using the stupid pad on the
recommendations.
No, we got to have any grumbles.
Oh, I'm so excited!
I didn't email it out.
Did your wristband say 78/89?
That's probably as hard.
I walked 7,889 steps today.
I thought you stayed home and put together something.
I had to run some errands today.
How good at that is at taking into account other things you do with your hand?
You have to I've tested that. It's pretty good. you can tell if it's your primary hand or your secondary hand. Because I know it's my primary hand, it's a lot of motions I do. It just is like doesn't count. Other motions, it's like it's a good effort.
It knows what you're doing.
Add some steps in there.
It judges you a little
bit. Yeah, no, I can wave my arm around.
That burns calories. We'll call that 100 steps.
Exactly.
But no, it's actually surprisingly, because that was my big thing. I was like, I could wear it on my non-dominant hand, but then I would just be weird.
You guys ready?
I can't remember which hand I wear my watch on. It's been in the shop for so long. I think I wear it on my right, because I think I wear it on the wrong... I can't remember. I miss it so much.
I've been keeping it on my left. It's not here right now.
Is yours in the shop as well?
No, mine's sitting at home.
Oh.
Because I forgot to put it on for...
I can't wear a watch.
My watch had to be shipped to... the people here in town weren't skilled enough to repair it, so they had to ship it, and then they had to fix it and ship it back. So it's been like a month since I had it, and I'm sad.
Yeah, because you have that open, that more open.
Yeah, the skeleton watch.
For some odd reason, it seems like I can't wear a watch. If I wear a watch for too long, my skin just gets like weird and wet.
Do you think it's like cirrhosis? Oh, just sweating underneath
it? Just sweating underneath
it. Because I keep mine one notch looser than I think I should.
It's, yeah, nice and loose.
Yeah, because like if I do this, the watch can actually kind of spin back and forth on my arm. You don't keep it taut, because then you get sweat underneath it, and it's terrible.
Oh, I hate you get loose watches wrists
that way.
Well, then there's your issue.
There's my issue.
You need a pocket watch.
No.
And a monocle.
I have a pocket watch, actually.
It's called your phone.
No.
I have a Fallout pocket watch.
What?
I have a Vault 81 pocket watch.
All right. Zappity Grumbles?
Zappity Grumble.
What is the best way to recoup my gambling losses after the Apollo Creed versus Ivan Drago fight?
Recoup your what?
Your gambling losses.
Gambling losses.
Yeah. From Apollo Creed versus
I would bet on Ivan the bad news bears.
Bad news bears?
I would bet on them to win.
I would put all my money into them to win. But I think the bad news bears already, the movie already existed after Rocky IV.
Okay, what came out after Rocky IV? Cool Running? There's got to be something earlier than that. Cool Running was the 90s.
I think that Olympic event actually happened before then, too.
But the movie was after.
The movie was after.
And the movie has nothing to do with the Olympic event, except for the fact that they're Jamaican.
Correct.
At least they were actually Jamaican people.
No, they were just black, you racist monster. I was like,
what the hell?
Hey, at least they were black.
John Candy's not black.
At least they were black. I mean, it could have been like all white guys playing the Jamaican team. I mean,
I guess so. That's what they... Oh, my God. So, seriously, though, what were they supposed to do for the Michael Jackson biopic? Like, who were they supposed to cast? Like, you can't cast a black guy.
Well, it depends. It honestly really depends.
You need two actors, right?
When you're going to be showing Michael... I mean, what period are you going to be showing Michael Jackson? Are you going to be showing him basically after 1990? Then you're going to have to basically...
You know,
after 1990.
If you've watched the show Community, their mascot looks kind of like Michael Jackson. He's very pale. They could use him.
Chevy Chase?
He's not the mascot. He's fat.
But... Yeah, I think you have to pretty much use a white person for that role in that regards.
You do for,
but if you're doing early Michael Jackson, then obviously not.
So you need two actors.
Who is Michael Jackson?
Sorry.
Who is playing Michael Jackson?
I don't even know the actors.
Some white person.
It's that's all the whitest person in the whitest act. I can't think of his name off the top of my head.
Which is what you need. Like, it has to be Bandicoot Cabbage Patch, because anybody darker than that doesn't look like Michael Jackson.
They made the Daily Show had a funny thing. Like, this guy doesn't look at all. They made a thing how he doesn't look like him at all. And then they like threw on a jacket and a hat. Well, I guess it does look like Michael Jackson. This is kind of funny.
I did see that episode.
Yeah, I can't think of the guy's name.
Trevor Noah.
I keep wanting to say Colin Firth, but it's not Colin Firth.
Colin Farrell.
It's not Colin Farrell. Anyway, Zappity
Grumble.
Zappity Grumble. Yeah. When will Bryans enter the Thunderdome to know? When will the Bryans enter the Thunderdome to know who is the one true Bryan?
we still might do a Bryan Codd podcast at some point.
You're up still to three.
Well, we technically have a fourth. We want to come on at any given time. Have this Bryan sewed.
Kerr Lundeen.
Who the fuck is Lundeen?
The one that hangs out. This has happened like four times.
We see Bryan all the time. He's always around. He's the quiet guy in the corner.
He's with us that plays Menoth.
He plays Menoth. He's really bad at the game.
What?
Still.
Wasn't that Jeremy Kofoot?
No, he's shorter than Jeremy.
He's a lot shorter.
So, Quimby?
I don't know what the fuck a Quimby is yet.
What's a Quimby?
I don't know.
What? Who's Bryan Lundeen? Show me a picture.
You've met him.
No, I don't think so.
You guys have played...
I was thinking Culp.
You guys played Orcs together.
I think you guys have actually played against each other.
Yeah.
You've played games against him.
What?
He actually came to board game day one day.
He was at our board game.
He wasn't.
Casey couldn't come. Bryan was there instead.
What? What did we play? If you say Orcs, 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 I'll punch you.
I don't remember.
Orcs, Orcs, Orcs.
Oh, that guy's name's Brian? Yes! Oh, hi, Brian. Hi. And apparently his wife's name is Amanda.
Yep. Yeah, that's my sister. That was the pregnant one in the car.
Oh, you have a sister?
I have two.
He has two sisters.
Is that a fat joke?
No. No, she doesn't count as two yet.
It's not like Boffer in the Lord of the Rings card game.
That's the other sister.
So is that guy named Brian?
That's Brian over there.
Oh, that's the same Brian.
I like how Brian's hovering in the background.
I was trying to point at John. I was trying to point at John, but my finger stopped short, and then there was Brian creepily in the background in the shadows staring at the camera like a sociopath.
I'm up for a Thunderdome, though, Brian.
Hey, guess what? I know now that we have four Brians.
Jesus Christ.
I didn't know that guy's name. Why would I care?
You get up to five. Because Culp, Lundin, Kerr, oh, Geese, yeah.
Yeah, it's four. Yay! I'm not the stupid one anymore.
I counted Kerr twice.
Well, to be fair. Is that a fat joke?
It wasn't intended as one. No, I started with Kerr, and then I ended with Kerr in my head.
Jesus.
I'm not sure I want you driving home.
Jeremy 2 is amazing.
He doesn't hit people.
Everyone has been talking about it, but Jeremy 2 is amazing. He's
It'll go to his head just like it did Jeremy 1.
No.
Jeremy 1 was mad at me yesterday before he left because I in a Caverna game. That's kind of funny.
What? That was pretty funny.
I play Caverna a lot. I'm pretty good at it. I'm a big deal in my meta. So we're playing with a lot of new people, and I'm playing a fairly casual game, and I'm buying new things. And Jeremy's like, "Oh, Brian's being really competitive." And like after like it's like a 3-hour game with all these new players, and it was fine. It was an enjoyable game. I don't care the length was not a problem because I enjoy every minute of it. But like the last turn, I got so sick of Jeremy complaining about it. So my last like every action, I just took a maximum point wise, and then I did end up winning just because I was so mad at Jeremy. So then he got even madder that I won the game. But I'm like, I only won the game because you were bugging me for the last 2 fucking hours about being a dick. So every action I took was just mega points. Like I could have. And I wasn't trying to tank it and be a bad player. I was just building things I never built. I was just kind of being slot. You know, I was just doing silly things. Yeah. I still had kind of a cool thing going, but it was nowhere near the level of, you know, craziness. And then so like the last turn, I just turned it up and just like blew the score away. And then
he only won by 10 points this time.
Yeah.
That's how Jeremy plays, though, sometimes. If he's like even remotely low in the score, he'll be like, I'll never win this, but he'll jump up at the end.
Yeah, but I mean, so I did win the game, but he's like he couldn't believe that I could just play the game because I mean we had a fun board game day yesterday, and like that game I can just play Caverna and sit back and relax. Like I don't care in that environment about getting a good score. It's just I like the camaraderie of having like the four games going at the same time and just the fun of it or whatnot. And if everyone's played the game, I'll play competitively. Like, and whatnot, but it was just fun and but he's like for hours. So we kind of got a little tip at the end because he was complaining about me about to win, which I wasn't. I decided I'll just make it more interesting that I won. Then he got even madder. So it was a fun little tiff.
It was a game within a game.
It was a game within a game. I
did somebody actually play Dungeon Lords? Did that
get played John
yeah,
and Casey
we
played
went through.
It
first?
Yeah.
And the experience, what happens the first time you play Dungeon Lords, you get your ass fucking kicked in that game because
it's bullshit.
So weird.
I got that.
He had it.
I didn't get one area conquered.
No, you did.
Wipe
good.
That shit.
You and clean. You, three of you played it, right? You guys and Ben. Was it Ben Lang?
Yeah.
Because that was cool, Ben, because Ben was up. But what happened to you and Ben is very common in the first game because shit can just go sideways in that game. It's got a lot of weird concepts. And the first time you play, it's like, okay, I lost.
I dodged the rogue. That's why I won.
We should have a Vlada game day and just play Dungeon Lords and
Mage Knight
and Through the Ages.
So you want to play a Vlada weekend because you've gone beyond a day already. You've exceeded the day.
Well, this would be at the same time. We'd have like a dozen people there.
I thought you just like marathon. Whoever can like. You
know, I would do that. I would do a Vlada weekend where we literally played every Vlada game.
Yeah. Mm.
Those are all good games.
You like
Space Alert.
Dungeon Lord was fun.
What?
Never played Space Alert.
Oh, well, we should play Space Alert.
Maybe.
So here's how depressingly much I like Space Alert. So I bought I was putting up clearance price on stuff, and we had leftover stocking stuffers from Christmas, and a Bluetooth speaker went on clearance. It was originally like $25. It went on clearance for 90 cents. So I bought it because I'm like, I have a dollar in my pocket. So I bought it and I was testing it out. And the way I tested it out was I played the Space Alert mission generator that I have on my phone. And so I listened to an entire just 10 minutes of the alarms on the ship making alarm noises and telling me about alerts coming in red zones and white zones. And I sat there for 12 minutes and just listened to it.
So Fortress America.
And I could see the game in my head.
Versus whatever you were just talking about, which one wins?
Well, Space Alert is my favorite cooperative game.
Okay.
And Fortress America is my favorite war game.
Gotcha. I'm just wondering, like, so which one is your favorite between the two?
You guys would like Space Alert, I think.
I enjoyed Fortress America.
Did you like Galaxy Trucker?
Yes.
You know when your ship exploded? Like, when your ship's exploding and everything's falling off, yeah. Would you like it if instead of just your ship exploding, all four of us had built that ship together?
I would feel better about it, yeah.
That's Space Alert. It's cooperative on one of those ships as it gets annihilated.
Huh.
We have to have a StarCraft weekend, and then we can have a lot of weekend.
Okay. Well, we can do it with the guy who designed StarCraft, because he also did Game of Thrones and the other thing. There we go. We should have designer-based weekends.
I was going to suggest it, and I realized that it wouldn't happen.
What?
I was going to suggest that we each have like a game day weekend built on themes of games that we enjoy.
We could do that as long as everyone agreed to shut up when they're at the other people's weekends and enjoy their games for what they are.
Yeah.
And that's what all it would be. And then everybody would experience each other's favorite games, and I think we'd all be fine with that.
I know that Brian would show up for my games.
No, I would show up. I'd come. If you came and played our game, if everyone did it, I have no
problem. The only thing that's bad is when, like, if Brian goes to your place and the whole time we're playing Sentinels, he's bitching that you're not playing Caverna, and vice versa, if you're playing Caverna and the whole time you're just bitching that you'd rather play Sentinels, that's when that doesn't work.
I've really tried stopping any type of bitch when I'm playing a game that's not one that I quite enjoy. Which I haven't really not enjoyed a game I've played in a long time.
Well, you also played the new game you played, Bring Out Your Dead.
Bring Out Your Dead, yep.
Oh, did you ended up buying that, right? Because we played the demo at ACD.
I bought it and it sat in my garage probably like for 6 months.
I enjoyed the game we played at ACD.
Game is much easier to learn than I remembered. Because I sat down with the instructions and we just went through it and started playing it immediately.
So who all played?
I ran a couple times.
You had it with yourself, Amanda,
Travis.
You had
Ryan, myself, and
Jackie.
Ryan was the first time around, but it was I think it was Amanda and Travis.
That's a fun little game, though.
It is. I would like to play it with max five players because at three players we were playing on that one side of the map, and it was.
Use half the map at three?
No, it's a flip over.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that mechanic. So, sorry.
But I was able to bury all my family like right away, and everyone else is trying to play the other parts of the system. The game ends when somebody finishes burying their family.
Oh, so you just like steamrolled everyone.
So I just like everyone else is like, good I'm job, gonna get Mo. Some fake cards, I'm gonna get this and that. Well, I didn't realize it at first. I thought I'd try to make it clear that the whole point of the game is to get your family buried in the most profitable spots.
Sounds really dark.
Well, yeah, you're undertakers.
No, you're
or not undertakers, sorry. You hire undertakers, that's right. Yeah, I thought you were undertakers because the bodies are on your own family?
It's your own family that you're trying to get buried because they died from the plague.
Yeah.
And you have to take them down to the Undertaker's cart to go get them buried into a plot.
You can also dump them in the river.
Yeah. So what will happen is the cart...
That's bad for your score.
Yeah. The cart can only carry so many bodies on it. And if you take... Like, basically, you're walking down to the store, you're carrying bodies with you. And if there's no room in the cart, those bodies can't go anywhere. They have to go into the river.
You have a more complicated version of this game.
Village?
Okay. Yeah, because that's the one where you have the people and then they eventually die and you have to get them into the plots before.
Well, you just put them there. I mean, his game is literally it's literally the map is basically the whole battlefield of
Gideon. It's a graveyard.
It's a graveyard.
It's a graveyard separated by a giant river. That's a cool
mechanic because remember, like, you kind of bid how many bodies you want to get onto the cart. And the lower bids go first, right?
The higher bids.
Oh, the higher bids go first.
So you have, let's say you know that the cart can carry only four possible spaces for bodies.
Okay.
So all three of you are trying to throw as many things as you can onto the cart.
Yeah. And so if you bid too low, then there's no room on the cart, and you just dump them in the river.
Or if you bid too many of your... Because you have like a special card say, like, I'm going to put a double coffin on there. I'm going to put a single coffin. But if you bid too many of those cards, yeah, people are going in the river.
It's a lot like orcs.
Yeah, it's very similar.
Yeah.
And then Andy just annihilated all the new players because he's...
I lost the second game.
There you go.
But the first game, I did definitely steamroll everybody, but everyone seemed to have fun.
I got
to
play Blood Rage and Cthulhu Wars. Both are so much fun. That's my...
Got to enjoy Time Stories. That was a neat game.
Yeah.
Cool.
We debated before recording ever whether or not Time Stories counts as a game or an RPG or what the hell it is.
An RPG is a game.
I guess the G is right in there. A board game or an RPG.
Gotcha.
It seems odd to me that you're paying $60 for a game that... In a sense, there's no replayability other than buying an expansion for it.
That is true to an extent. So the core game's like 60. The expansions, I think, are like 25 or something. Yeah, so they're 15, more reasonable. Yep. But even still, so it plays four. So if you pay the 60 for the first one and you play for 6 hours, like that's... It's cheaper than the movies is the argument.
And it's not one game because you play it repeatedly until you beat it, so it could be multiple games. You guys beat an expansion in four games?
Yeah, generally, the whole game you will be, including the multiple runs, is usually going to be around a six-hour game because it's like 2 hours-ish per attempt, and it takes 3 or 4 attempts to beat the game, fully beat it.
Because it's basically like a time resetting. As you go through, you fail a mission, but you learn from that mission, so you can apply it to going through it again.
Imagine if Sam from Quantum Leap had leapt into the character from Groundhog's Day, and so he was living them over and over trying to get the perfect day.
Mm-hmm.
That's Time Stories.
Okay. Right.
You're literally, you are from the future, you hop into somebody's body, and you live through the scenario over and over again until you beat it. Which is neat because it resets after every run, but the players gained information.
Sure.
So you know stuff like next time we don't bother going over there because that guy's an asshole and he just wasted our time. And we don't do this because blah, blah, blah.
In those kind of games, play and throw away, well, throw away quotations, but like Pandemic Legacy is huge. And that's, I mean, you get more play. I mean, that, to be fair, we got more plays out of that.
Yes.
Because we played, I think, 14 times.
We played 18 because we had 6 single and 6 doubles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's
a
pretty good run. But again, but once we're done, that game is never played again. It's trash.
At least with Time Stories, people like Travis enjoy watching other groups play through it again.
Travis loves the watch though, so
yeah. So for people with that personality, you can play it again in as much as then you almost take on the role of like the GM for other people playing it and just help them experience it.
True,
and then it's almost like watching a favorite movie or something with people who haven't seen it before. You have to vicariously enjoy the experience, even though you know what's happening.
So
I'll say one thing I wish would have happened instead is like, okay, this is the girl you're saving, and he just kind of takes the card over and then does the, like, having a GM in that game for the end would have been
just because helpful. That one little moment, and yeah, that's just a little gimmicky thing in that particular scenario. None of the other scenarios are like that, and I don't even mind it that much because, number one, that's just another clue that you're not going to get until your second or third one anyway. And number two, in the story, it made sense because the card specifically said you get a chance to glimpse the DNA encoder.
Yeah, but we don't know what her DNA actually looks like finding her.
Whatever. We figured it out anyway.
In all fairness, I knew exactly which one it was after because I was right next to it.
Don't spoil it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm not going to.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
Well, I mean, it's...
It seems like it's a game that, honestly, if you spoil it for somebody else, it basically completely ruins the game.
Yeah, no. Yeah, yeah. It could.
So,
like the trailer to a movie.
All right, Deputy. A couple here that popped up on the...
The fuck was that question even?
I don't even know.
All right.
But anyway, favorite position, backward, square leg, third man, or deep point?
What in the hell are we talking about?
I think it's
favorite position.
Entendre. I'm going to go with the deep... What? The third one. Third man. I like third man.
Third man?
That sounds too dangerous.
What's the options?
Backward? I'm not sure if it's... it's backward, square leg. Third man or deep point?
Now that I know it's one thing, I'm going with the backward, square leg. I would say
backward, square leg seems like the obvious choice.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Casey?
Totally. So lost right now.
Join the club.
Just choose one, two, or three.
One.
Okay.
That's the backward square leg.
I'll go on the bandwagon here.
Zappity.
Grumble.
Time story Zappity. So other friends who've played are cool with both taking notes during play and retaining them between runs. I call those people filthy cheaters. Thoughts?
Agreed. No notes.
I've beaten the first two scenarios with no notes. The first one, there's an issue in the first one that I allow either note-taking or blatant cheating, and this isn't really a big spoiler, but there's items you pick up, and you take the items with you as you do stuff in the game, and you use the items to help you like with clues and stuff. Like, they might have writing on them and things like that. For no reason whatsoever, in the scenario that comes with the game, there's an item that is pocket-sized, like, in the game. Like, it's like a notebook-sized little thing that isn't an item you take with you, and it has information on it that you need for later stuff. And so the game, for no viable reason, just makes you memorize that card instead of just having it in your pile like you do all the other items, and that's stupid. So that card, when we played it, we just said, well, that's fucking stupid, and we just took the card with us.
Well, that seems legit.
Yeah, and so, but apart from that, we never had to take any notes.
Yeah, but if, like, you go through and you fail, you throw away your notebook.
Yeah, you know, it went back just like any other item. We treated it like a takeable item. That's gotcha, the only thing we did that was arguably cheating, because the game doesn't tell you to take that other one. But we didn't have to take notes.
Yeah. No notes.
You have brain pans.
My brain don't work. My brain hurts.
Zappity.
Zappity. Rumble. That's it. That's all I saw.
Recommendations.
Yep. Keep it short.
Recommend something, John.
I'm going to go ahead and recommend Time Stories, actually. That was a lot of fun.
Son of a bitch!
Was it already recommended once?
No.
Okay. No. I enjoyed that one.
Great.
Cool.
Awesome.
In depth.
That was an amazing recommendation. Thank you.
We just had a nice chat about it.
I know.
I don't need to go on.
Casey, what do you recommend?
I recommend Cold Stone Ice Cream. We're going to after this, I think.
Are you going to do the thing where you get every single mix in and it ends up being like 50 pounds of...
No,
That's a challenge.
We've sort of done that with milkshakes, but not quite. They have like three Superman, Wonder Woman, and Superman.
Superman, Wonder Woman, and Superman?
Batman, I meant.
I like the Superman, Wonder Woman, Superman.
That's a good sandwich.
Like, yep. That's where she looks at it. She's just like, Batman shouldn't be able to exist in this movie.
But they have like those special creations right now, and I want to try the Batman one. So,
what's the Batman one?
Tastes like dead parents.
It's chocolatey goodness.
It's Reese's peanut butter.
Why?
Or no, it's not.
No.
It's on the same page as that one. They have another one that's
another
all.
Reese's, there is a new one. It's called Reese's Nothing But Peanut Butter Cup.
No ice cream? So it's literally just they sell you a Reese's peanut butter cup?
No, they just infuse peanut butter cup in every part of it.
It's chocolate peanut butter.
Ice cream.
Well, then it's not nothing but a peanut butter cup.
Reese's peanut butter cup, Reese's peanut butter sauce, and rich chocolate
fudge. That's even more things that aren't a peanut butter cup. It has. I was joking about the ice cream, because obviously you need the ice cream to hold the peanut butter cup, but it has two different sauces as well?
Yeah.
Can you sue for false advertisement? Wow.
But they're both from Reese's, so they should just call
it. But it doesn't say nothing but Reese's products. It doesn't say nothing but Reese's peanut butter and chocolate. It says nothing but Reese's peanut butter cup.
Batman looks like it's just chocolate ice cream with chocolate sprinkles and Oreos.
She's now depressed because she was thinking about the Reese's one.
Yeah.
Reese's is cool. Peanut butter and chocolate are so magical together.
Superman.
I miss those commercials.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like strawberry shortcake.
Weird accidents.
I'm bored with your ice cream now.
Yeah.
Right. So
we're all moving on from the ice cream.
Have you seen or read the comic with the Batman joke? With Riddler saying the riddle to Batman is like, what goes down an alley that has holes in it?
Yeah.
It's like, my parents. Like, no, a bowling ball?
He's all tuckered out.
I
had a nice long conversation. Anyway.
I didn't have a recommendation until she mentioned Reese's, and it made me think of Reese, and now I'm going to recommend the fact that Malcolm in the Middle is on Netflix.
Nice.
And that show is fucking amazing, and it holds up. It might be the best TV show that Bryan Cranston has ever been on.
Speaking of Netflix.
Malcolm in the Middle is amazing. And I found a little bit of... somebody pointed out something about this.
I mean, it is amazing.
His character in that show is a prodigy at everything he ever does. He's an incompetent moron, but if you rewatch the show, every time, like every episode, he'll like be a painter or a speedwalker or he'll be a whatever, and he's always the best person ever at that thing. He's just so dumb about it that you don't notice. That's kind of cool.
You've seen the Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
What were you saying about Netflix?
I was going to say Netflix has Blue Mountain State movie on it now.
It does, which Andy said he was kind of disappointed in, but it's at like 3.5 stars on it, so I was almost
going to watch it. It's fine, but it could have been a half-hour episode.
Fair.
I would have rather had 10 half-hour
episodes. Have you wanted to see some of the characters' penises? Is that a thing you said, man, I like the show, but I wish I could have seen some penises.
Is one of them the chick from Wild Things, Denise Richards? Do you see her penis?
She's not in it.
Yeah,
she dropped out of it.
I know, which is why we didn't pledge him on Kickstarter, because we would have been cheated out of our reward.
There are plenty of good quotes from that show, though. There are some great moments.
Yes, it does.
It's worth watching.
We haven't watched it yet.
It is a thing you should watch.
Penises or peni.
I might have to watch it again. Just
what's
so
the proper
I can get
way for that?
Mm-hmm.
Depends on if it's Greek or Latin.
The penis, a Greek penis. Jesus. Or a Latin penis.
Mine's German.
Is it a seals?
So he calls his Frank.
Or is it an otter?
What?
I got nothing.
Frank?
Yep.
Really?
Those are French people.
Yeah.
Mine just wears a little Pickelhauser.
Is that your word for a condom then?
It could be. That's the helmet with the spike on top.
Like I said.
Oh, my poor wife.
We say that all the time.
I do, too. Like, I was thinking today, I'm like, man, I don't deserve a woman that's good because I'm a terrible person. But you know how terrible of a person I am? I know I'm a terrible person, and I'm not going to do anything to improve myself as a husband.
Someday I'm going to say, oh, Nathan was murdered by Raylene today. Okay. And it's, I mean, like, we all know it's coming. We all know it's going
to
hit them.
Yeah, because she won't just leave me. She will cut me to death.
Oh, yeah. She didn't make that post on Facebook, so I mean, it literally was a spray.
And then
I won't leave him. I'm going to cut him to death.
Oh my god!
All of John's friends offer to help me bury the body when I do it.
Nice.
It's fine. It's true, but no one offers me to help bury her.
What do you recommend, Andy?
Wait, I thought you were recommending.
I recommend Xerxes 2.
Okay.
Is he that good? He's
the best.
He's fun.
Yeah.
Ride by attacks.
You can do ride by attacks. I know. Remember, you can douche out things like admonition with ride by attacks.
He doesn't have admonition.
No, but fucking god.
Oh my fucking god! How do you douche it up? Because you stop for your combat attack. So
no, you did not end your movement. You are pausing your movement to do your combat action.
Yep.
Your movement does not end until after you complete your ride by attack after your combat action. So you go, I'm doing my ride by attack. I'm going an inch. You're now in melee. I'm pausing my movement. I have not ended my movement. Therefore, admonition, counter charge, counter slam do not trigger because all of them require ending your movement, which I have not done. Smashy, smashy, smashy,
oh,
smashy.
Yeah, that,
and then you walk away.
I thought you meant something else. But yeah, that, correct, because it's part of the movement. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you can totally fuck people over with that.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Travis has a knockdown or something on his thing.
Travis is upset with you.
Why? That's true.
He said, you're not supposed to explain that.
Oh, never mind. Don't listen to that.
Well, to be fair, I thought I didn't know what you meant.
Why does Travis not want me to explain that?
What you just said to me was obvious, though. I thought you were going some other weird direction.
You're better than these scrubs.
That's true. And I played a lot of Xerxes 2,
like,
so.
We never talk about War Machine to disguise the fact that we're actually not bad at it.
Well, we used to be better.
We used to be better. We're knowledgeable still.
Yes.
Those who can't teach.
Yeah.
All right, my recommendation to end this quickly is a game that I actually recommended before, Broforce.
Broforce!
It's available for free on the PS4 for PlayStation Plus. It is an amazing action side-scroller that Nathan can't jump in.
If you're playing as a character that isn't B.A. Brorakis, never rescue anybody, because when you rescue people, you get randomly shifted to a new character, and they might shift you to B.A. Brorakis, and then you'll just die because he's fucking
amazing.
Useless. You know what's great in a game where enemies shoot at you from across the screen?
A flamethrower?
A glorified melee weapon.
Yeah, he can actually mine very well.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that flamethrower. Andy tunneled right through that mouth.
You just skip the level.
Pretty much.
Well, then you just fly in a pig to do that.
I have a pig.
I have a final announcement for the podcast. Me and Jeremy are going to be playing The Division on the PS4, which comes out on Tuesday. if you want to play with us or you have a PS4, let me know. Except if I don't like you, then you can't play with us.
It's the Division, the first-person shooter XCOM game?
It's a third-person kind of RP action game.
Thing I'm thinking of?
Say what you said again.
There was an XCOM shooter.
XCOM?
It was
XCOM
supposed 2? To be sort of like that, but it ended up not.
You're talking about the Barrow?
Yeah, maybe Barrow. I'm thinking about
that's
the
Barrow. That's an old game. This is just a newer game is coming out. It's
like a shoot 'em. It's honestly like an MMO, but it's all based on shooting.
Yeah, it's third person versus first person.
Yeah.
It's just a game we're going to be, I mean, yeah.
I almost think of it as like a Borderlands, but a set in real time or our time.
Yeah.
With guns and third
Borderlands
person.
Borderlands might be set in
it's
our
like
time.
It's like Borderlands with guns.
Yes.
It's like okay. Borderlands with guns. That's the one big thing that Borderlands was missing was guns.
Yeah. All right. Are we killing this now?
Bye.
Oh, wow. That got harmonic.